I'm Sean Crawford. On today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report, we'll talk about hiring at a local grocery store and what lies ahead for area farmland prices. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. Tim, Hy-Vee about to open along MacArthur Boulevard in Springfield in the old Kmart building, and hiring has already gotten underway.
It has. It's mostly complete now, the way they explained it to us. Hy-Vee does this in markets, apparently. They came in and held a three-day hiring fair at Southside Christian Church earlier this month, hired 550 people in 3 days. Now, that included everything from an initial interview, online application, drug testing, background check, and they hired them on the spot. But apparently this is not unusual for Hy-Vee. And earlier they had hired 130 or so full-time workers. So it sounds like they're pretty much done.
Now, of course, when is the opening date? That's what a lot of people want to know.
They wouldn't give us an opening date other than late spring. The best guess now is mid to late May.
And while we're on the subject of grocery stores, one that has been around quite a while in the town of Girard, that is changing hands.
Cherry IGA has been purchased by the county market chain, which Neiman Foods out of Quincy is their parent company. And this is notable not only because County Market continues to expand in this market. They have four stores in Springfield, one in Sherman, one in Chatham. But that particular store had been in the same family for a little more than 100 years. And folks in Girard obviously would be relieved to know they'll still have a grocery store there.
Also, construction is getting close for the Carpenter Street underpass in Springfield. Tell us the latest on that.
Well, this is the first big project in that long-term plan to move Amtrak and Union Pacific freight trains from 3rd Street to 10th Street, and the city council over the next week or so will likely vote on a plan to spend $290,000. What this will buy is access to a convenience store at 9th and Carpenter that they're going to need for construction of that underpass. They earlier purchased a nearby business, so this is the last piece of land they need before construction.
And explain that project just a little bit more, Tim. I mean, we're talking about Carpenter Street. A lot of people are thinking, well, what about 10th Street? What's the connection there?
Well, this will take the underpass between 9th and 11th Street. This is the first of a series of overpasses and underpasses that would be needed to accommodate rail consolidation. But this is the one piece that has the funding. It's about $21 million, and it is ready to go. So this will be actual construction this summer. So I guess you could say it's the first tangible evidence that rail consolidation eventually will happen. They're thinking work there will take about 2 years.
Well, finally this week, if you've owned farmland in the Midwest and certainly in this area, you've done okay in the last few years. The property values have really gone up. Farmland prices, though, sort of flattened out last year, and can we read anything into that?
Well, that's what a lot of analysts are looking into now. And flat is a good word here. This was not a sharp drop, but they were down about 2% last year in Illinois. And just to keep that in perspective, the average price per acre for prime farmland was about $12,800. Now, if someone would have said 10 years ago you'd be paying that for farmland, you probably would have gotten some puzzled looks. So it wasn't a big drop, and they expect it will continue to go down primarily because of the commodity, corn prices in particular. It's just a question of how much and how long.
Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.